The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Yes, we are all friends here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. McFadden's down at the, this lasts for 2 weeks, though, right? This is the first week of Jazz Fest, and then there's a week, and then there's another weekend.
Yeah, kinda did you like, see how he got poured upon, Dougie?
Oh, my God, Jennifer, how can I forget
you
Jennifer?
Do.
You have
it's
to be
right.
Here.
All right,
it's time for this stuff with your eye to be over, so you're here.
I just write it down and tell my therapist.
Yeah, no, and this is really a problem. The eye stuff has to go away. Done with it, finished, so that you're back on the regular
schedule. I agree.
Yeah, okay, enough already with this stuff. All right, what did you start to say?
I said, did you see Rich McFadden got rained out at Jazz Fest? I mean, not rained out. They were still there splashing around, but it looked pretty nasty in his Facebook pictures.
I don't care what he's doing. I'm more interested in what you're doing. Facebook.com/good day. Let's see here. At Rich McFadden on Twitter. At On Air Victoria on Twitter. At Jennifer Horn on Twitter. Let's see. Instagram.com/good day show. You get it? Share it with us. We're here to share. That's our reason for being, is to share. Okay. So, trending things at DougSteffen.com today. The focus on Donald Trump in Indiana. The investigation into Prince's death. And the grimness that is a focus of all these painkillers. The NCAA has gotten involved in this business in North Carolina with a bathroom law. It's just, I take a deep breath because I don't want to offend anybody. But then, you know what, if you express yourself, you're always going to offend somebody. And I guess I don't care. I know I don't care because I think this is ludicrous, frankly. There's all this attention on things, and we find this all the time. It happens all the time. Jennifer, you've talked about it on your local Los Angeles afternoon program, I'm Going to Bet, right?
Yes, of course, quite a bit.
And you've disagreed with me, or have you agreed with me?
On the bathrooms, you know, I'm kind of torn on this one because in one way, and I've put it this way, if your makeup's good enough, no one's going to check you. And
leave it to you to look at it that way. That's fair.
Well, like, that's exactly. Clever. Yeah, if you're exactly right. If you're a 70-year-old man who's walking into the ladies' room dressed like a man, I'm going to have a big problem with it. If you're a creeper deeper who's trying to get into the girls' room at a high school, I'm going to have a problem with it. But if you're Caitlyn Jenner, who, if I didn't know you were Bruce Jenner and I saw you walking down the street and I just thought you were another redheaded girl, I'm not going to have a problem if you walk in behind me. Does that make any sense at all? Am I crazy?
Yes, it does. That's encapsulated very well. I think that does do a pretty good job, don't you think? Victoria, of putting it into perspective,
you
don't look any different, then why should it be a problem?
Right, but here's my perspective on this, is that that's fine if you look the part, but this is really discriminatory against people who don't look as pretty in a dress as maybe Caitlyn Jenner does. And these are the people who are going to be targeted.
I don't care, because I think if you are, I mean, if we're so super sensitive that we can't go potty in our own biologically designated bathroom, then you better be already on your way to conversion to be a woman, or vice versa, if you want to use that person's bathroom.
Right. But if you're mid-transition and you don't look as polished as, say, someone like Caitlyn Jenner with a lot of money, then those are the people who are going to be really discriminated against.
But I think there's still
it shouldn't be a cut there.
Even if they're not as pretty.
Right. But I feel like those are the people who are going to get pointed out. because they're not going to have a disguise in a sense that's as efficient as other girls or guys.
I do think that it's unnecessary. I mean, the thing that makes me want to pull my hair out, I think we can have this conversation in places like Target or in Macy's or in whatever retail store or in, gosh, we talk about it in government buildings. What I do have a big problem with, though, is in high schools, grade schools, and junior highs, because I think that's where there is room for bad stuff to happen and
grade
people to take advantage
and
of this.
Schools,
oh, yeah, they're talking
transgender in elementary school?
Correct. Correct.
There are some kids who start the transition process then.
So for me, in the school system, I have a big problem with it. I think you need to go to your biologically designated bathroom because that is where parents aren't. Look,
all right.
If I'm a parent and I go and take my kid into Macy's and I'm bitching and moaning because someone behind me might be a man or a woman, I should be with my kid protecting them no matter what. I shouldn't be sending my kid by themselves to the bathroom
right.
at Macy's.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree with
but
that.
But at school, it should. You know, I'm not there all the time. My kids are there by themselves, so. So that's when I would appreciate the separation.
Okay. So what? Let's just sort of drill down into what's going on in North Carolina and the Target stores versus the Walmart stores. And Walmart says, no, we're not going to do that here. And Target says, please come as you are. How does it affect businesses? And does it seem appropriate that people would share their ire, if you will, with Target? And this isn't going to last long. This is just like today. Yeah, you think people are going to be thinking about this in 6 weeks or 6 months or 6 years? No. But it is the do of the day. So it you know, gives somebody people that are talking on this focus. I hadn't looked at it the way you just did, Jennifer, in the overall thing, because this sort of stuff doesn't really bother me. And I could, you know, you could say, well, it would if it happened to you. Or somebody that you knew and cared about.
It probably would. I mean, I know you, and this wouldn't bother you, and I know all of us, and for the most part, this probably wouldn't bother many of us. But I know me as someone who wants to have a kid sometime soon.
Hmm.
It might bother
really?
Me when I'm sending
sometime
my kid to
soon?
School.
Do we need an update? Is there something?
Well, when I say soon, I don't mean like tomorrow or next month, but you know, like in the future. I mean, come on. Yeah.
You make
I don't
a great
think
mother.
About that.
By the way, you
Thanks.
Make a great mother. Great
Thank
mother.
Thank you.
What about you and your mothering plans, Victoria?
I would like to someday, for sure.
Really? Yeah?
Yeah.
You can put a timeline on it?
Don't have a timeline, but no. I just know it's probably
you
something
You and the guy
future.
You're going to marry have talked about having children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Kara? When are you having a I want to know when you're having a kid.
Next week. Surprise.
Kara and I are actually having a baby together, so.
Yeah, even bigger surprise. We've never met
Alert.
Each other, but.
Surprise! 14 past the hour on Good Day. Here is something that is good, good, good as you head into the really warm weather, summertime, being outside, enjoying the great outdoors. I'm very fortunate. I have lots to be thankful for in my life. The fact that I don't really have to live in winter. Jennifer doesn't have to live in winter because she's out of it all year long. But I'm fortunate enough to be able to escape the winters in the place where I grew up to go to a place that's near Jennifer that I can enjoy so that I have the best of all of these worlds. And it's something that I thank God for every day of my life that I can do this. But as I think about enjoying myself, what I've found also has helped me a lot, especially when I'm really busy on the farm, is we're getting busy now, and it's getting exciting because everything's starting to grow, and Meredith's going to start giving me starch because I stay outside until, you know, she told somebody the other day, he works every day from 4 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. It's not that bad, but when the weather is good and the light's out there, I'm ready, and I need some energy. By the time I've made it through the afternoon, I have run dry often of energy. And so that's why I'm so happy that we all discovered Super Beets and are a part of the Super Beets revolution.
Do you want my Super Beets story from this week?
I would like your Super Beets story this week, yes.
So I have one glorious canister of Super Beets left. I need to do a reorder.
Yes.
And we are moving at CRN, and it's been just a really busy, that's my day job.
CRN is, Jennifer and her father run the
right.
CRN Digital Talk Network in Los Angeles. Okay,
and it's been a very trying time going through leases and starting to look through all this stuff. We've been in our location. education for 33 years. I mean, it's just, it's a lot going on. And everybody was kind of standing around my desk, and we were all sort of just going, ugh, dragging. And we have three more hours to go. And I was like, I got it. And so I made everybody a super beast.
Super beast, really?
Including Fred Dreyer from the Rams, yeah. From Hunter. And we had a cheers, almost like we were, you know, at a local tavern having a cheers. It was a lot of fun. And everybody felt so much better after we were done drinking it.
That's a good story. That's what will happen to you and the people in your family. It is. I love the fact that Jennifer can tell us a story like that. We all have had those experiences. You will have those experiences. Your circulation gets better. Your blood pressure comes down. You'll have amazing energy and stamina when you use Super Beets. Get the benefits of three whole beets and one teaspoon of Super Beets. No bad taste. You'll take it, you'll like it, you'll like it, well, you really will like it. So, take Jennifer's advice, call now, 800-655-4183. Your first order of Super Beets will be something that you can behold, but when you get the, I think it's the 3-month supply you get, you'll actually get four. You'll pay for three, you get four. That's the way they'll get you as you get started. Money back guarantee. 800-655-4183. You go online to DougLikesBeats.com. They set up that website for people listening to this program to take advantage of the opportunity and the offers that are there. But you may want to talk to a live person as well to get the scoop or more information about Super Beats. So feel free to call and order 800-655-4183.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Shop Kohl's Friday 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and take 70% off a gift of fine jewelry for mom, 45 to 60% off Sonoma Goods for Life apparel, and 40 to 50% off a new handbag or wallet. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And now you can buy online, pick up in store, skip the shipping fee, and get it today. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles, hours may vary by store. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
That was interesting that Serena Williams has been featured in People magazine as one of the most beautiful women, and her fans have blasted the mag because they claim it's been photoshopped. The pictures of her have been photoshopped. I have not seen the new People magazine. It has the prints, I think, on the cover of it. I saw it in the shopping checkout line yesterday, but I didn't grab it. Anybody seen it?
No, I'm going to look now.
Mm. Yeah. One of the things that they are upset about is the way the magazine is trying to downplay her size. This is a big, muscular, strong woman.
Yeah.
And they've tried to take out the size of her legs and her arms.
A lot
and that
of times
kind of
they
stuff.
Give her a waist, I notice, when they do photoshopping on her.
Right. Well, that's kind of wish, frankly. I agree with the fans. They should be upset. 21 half the hour.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in.
Man, this lady knows how to promote. She's doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
By accident. All things Beyonce, between that and Prince this week, there have been too many other really hot musical stories. At the end of her Miami concert the other night, Beyonce dedicated the song Halo, which you're listening to here, to her family and particularly to her, quote, beautiful husband. I love you so much. Looking
There's
at
a dirty stinking cheater that I just wrote an album about.
There's so much speculation now on what the album is really about, and was it a concept album or was it really based in reality? She's great at promoting, and you know, like all great art, you know, it's thought provoking and it gets people talking.
All right, so what's happening to the boycott Beyonce? Say it again, Doug. Beyonce movement after the Super Bowl and the sort of things that she made clear she didn't like about the police. So what's going on with that?
Well, that was a slam on the New Orleans Police Department, which is horrifically corrupt, and I think people around the country.
Well, you can say that about Chicago. You can say that about lots of.
Yeah, and I think that people took that very personally and decided that Beyonce was now anti-police, and so the police down in Miami threatened to boycott the concert. So she decided to sell T-shirts that say "Boycott Beyonce." It's right on her merch table with everything else.
Yeah,
so silly. Yeah. Well, she knows how to capitalize, but I don't blame the police. I mean, here's a woman who's getting a police escort to the Super Bowl, and then she's, you know, skewering them in her concert show.
She specifically said that she's anti-police brutality, which everyone should be.
Who's not?
Yeah. Exactly. So should we boycott someone for being anti-police brutality? I don't think so.
Well, but I don't. You know, maybe it's missed on. Maybe it's missed on you, Kara, because it's missed on me too with this. But to support a movement that was as violent and terrible as the Black Panthers movement was in this country, it's not something you play with. It's like those dumb idiot kids who are 20 wearing Che Guevara T-shirts. Yeah. These are people.
They don't understand what it's about. However, having said that, the New Orleans Police Department is corrupt. and a horrible example of policing. They stink. So, you know, but there's a fine line here. And I think to a point she may have crossed it a little bit. But the point coming back to not only New Orleans, but the corruptness that is a part of so many police departments. It's time that we woke up to this and demanded or not. We just made it clear we aren't going to accept paying for corruptness. So we pay through the nose for taxes, and it goes to this sort of stuff. It's just not acceptable. And that's part of what, you know, I think her message, although, again, a little heavy-handed, to say the least. But this social media phenomenon that was Lemonade this week, everywhere you turned, on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, you name it, there was a conversation about it. If it wasn't about that, it was about Prince. And to that end, some of the comments that were made in the last day or so about Prince's death. Here's Rudy that wrote Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm praying this is not the truth about Prince's death. That is, that he died as a result of an overdose. And I do think that in fact, that is the truth. It seems to be more and more that looks like the reality. Richard writes, he was suffering from flu symptoms. They're so desperate to discredit him, so why would the man not have some sort of medicine? He also suffered with painful joints. Let him rest in peace. Alan writes, every day is something else about how Prince died. First, he was a drug addict. Another report said he had AIDS. The media won't let this guy rest. Tina writes, once again, it appears that the legal drugs are the culprits. Amanda writes, it's none of our business knowing is not going to bring him back. He was a musical genius, an icon, amazing human being. It's gone way too soon. Remember his music and his greatness and leave it be. I tend to think that's sort of where I am on this.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm in denial here. I think a guy lived a pretty clean life, frankly. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Oh, you know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert. He walked on the sea.
Some way, shape, or form.
Oh, I'm sure you will,
right.
Sir. No doubt.
All right, here we are on the Good Day program, Friday the 29th of April. Monday, next Monday, when we're together again, it'll be May, the first day of May. Well, let's not talk about May. Let's talk about today, where we are right now. Yes, yes, yes. I'm here with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Killen, and Kara Schillen. Put them all together, and everybody's name ends with an N. I made that observation before, but it's interesting as I keep this.
Keelan Horn and Schillen. I like that.
Oh, Stephen.
And McFadden.
Too. McFadden.
And Stephen.
And Stephen. Yeah.
Huh. All right. There is a push for gender equity.
Mind
blown. Or equality, maybe both of those things. The House Armed Services Committee this week has approved a measure that will require women to register for the draft. All men between the ages of 18 and 26 now must register for the draft with the Selective Service System. The women have been excluded, but now women... actually, it seems to me there's a Supreme Court ruling that women wouldn't take part in the draft because they were left out of combat roles. But now that they're in combat roles, the situation has changed. So, how would you vote if you were in the service, ladies? Would you vote for this law, or would you vote against this law? All
Wait,
women
if we were in
have
the
to
service,
be,
or if
no.
we were a regular citizens who would be in the draft?
You have to, no matter what. When you're 18, according to this legislation, you will have to sign up for the draft, and you will be just as eligible for the draft as would a man, should there be a draft necessary.
So
all those in favor, say aye. Hmm?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would not be in favor of it.
Really?
And if, for a couple of reasons. I think that we should allow women to sign up for the draft if they want to.
Right.
But this goes back to the whole argument with affirmative action. And do not get me wrong, because I am all about women doing whatever job they really want to do. But I think it's really unfair when you force a woman who may not be physically as strong or capable as a man to be pushed into a position that she's not going to excel at. And I think that we have to, as much as it kills a lot of people, we have to understand that there are biological differences between men and women. Could I go into the military and compete with the strength of a man? Yeah, I could do that. But could someone who's 5'1" and 100 pounds go into the military and compete?
What about
with
the
this?
Guy who's 5'1" and is
right.
a wimp?
That's true, but I think there is a toughness about men. I don't know. I think that there is the key to man up is because men are biologically and also emotionally different than a lot of women. And I think if women feel capable, they should be given the option to sign up. I don't think they should be forced.
See, I'm in favor of an option for everyone. I don't think anyone should be forced into the draft in any way, shape, or form.
Well, no one is.
So it should be all voluntary.
Right, right.
Yeah, boys,
you sign up, but we don't have a draft.
You can't get a driver's license. When you
right.
Massachusetts, if you haven't signed up and you go to get a driver's license in Massachusetts and you can't
right,
prove
but it's sort
there,
of a non-issue. That's a registry, but it's a non-issue because we don't have that system in our country. It's a voluntary military.
Well,
fun to say.
But if, in fact, and this is kind of the if, this is the big gorilla in the room, if we were to have a draft. What I like about this is it breeds a sense of equality into the system. What I don't like about it is that we spend so much time preparing for war, preparing to fight, teaching people about the aggressiveness. I have a real problem with this, even though I acknowledge that it's part of the human condition, but I don't want to support it. I may acknowledge it, but I don't want to support it.
Yeah.
I don't think there should be any of this stuff. But then people say, well, you know, we won't be prepared if somebody attacks us. What the hell do you think is going to happen if we're attacked? Not going to be any guns. It's going to be something that either uses technology. If somebody really, really, really is serious about destroying us, they're not going to throw bombs at us. They're going to blow up literally and figuratively the infrastructure of the country so that they don't have a mess, they walk in and take over. That's the way it'll work. All of this, the only reason that we have wars like we do in Syria, these little piddly wars, is because the military-industrial people know they can't have a big war because that's the end of everything. So what they do is they figure out ways to start these skirmishes all over the place and create Daesh and Al-Qaeda and all that other stuff.
Record scratch. So are you saying that the conflict and war in Syria is a result of the military-industrial complex?
Completely.
Really?
100%. Yep. And if you don't think that's the case,
so you think it's a
look at the relationship between Russia, the leader of Russia, Mr. Putin, and the leader of Syria, and the other people that are involved in this. Follow the Panama Papers and you'll come to that.
It could be a component of it, but to me it all comes down to power. Maybe I'm just looking at it too simply.
Well, it does, but it is. Power is about military and industrial flexing of muscles. That's what it's about. How is it about that?
You know, wars make money for certain people.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, for me to back this system, I am being a hypocrite in that I say that all women and men, if you want to be treated equally, it isn't, we don't make an exception for this guy or that woman. You want equality, here it is, like it or lump it. But the other side of it is the fact that we're using that mantle to get people to register for a job that basically amounts to killing other human beings. Sorry, I'm not signing up for that. So that's,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, as the only person here who's under 26.
Whatever,
sure.
Kara.
No. Let me just drag that. No,
turn the mic off.
I'm okay with the draft. I don't want to be drafted. I don't think anyone wants to be drafted. But I think that women have something. I agree with Jen that women and men are different and think differently, but I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. And to incorporate the two of them together, I think, could be beneficial.
Well, here's what everybody's different. You have to weigh things differently. Women have, we've said this often. I say this all the time. Women are better in business. Women are better as administrators. Better, women are better running businesses.
I hate
women
this.
Are
people
better in
individually are what how I want
well,
people
I'm not
to be
finished.
Judged. I know, but I hate when
well,
I hear
well, you
women
can hate it all you want.
This.
I don't. Yeah. It doesn't make any difference. I haven't finished
what,
my
you know
thought.
What we've achieved what? True equality
Jennifer?
Is when people are judged by themselves and not
right.
as a group.
And that is the whole theme of what we talk about, at least what I talk about here, all the time. What I'm saying, or what I'm about to say, or what I was about to say, is that in this circumstance where we have the nuance of women in the old poofy sense, there's an attitude that women have that seems to be more conciliatory, more easily able to get along. That may be a generalization, but I have found that to be the case in my life. And many times you've heard people say, if women ran the world, it would be a more peaceful place. There are a lot of women who are in charge of countries and a lot of women who are in charge of a lot of things, and we don't seem to have a peaceful existence. And is that because women are trying to be too much like men and they think that's the way to make it happen? I can only speak. Jennifer is a lovely feminine woman who is physically strong. And, yes, she could compete or match up or be whatever with any man that was in a uniform. Meredith is every bit physically as strong as I am. And I'm a strong person. She's able to do when we move in furniture around. I don't have to. She can do as much, if not more, than I can. And but would she be good in the service? Well, she'd be good as long as you gave her a general's hat. She wouldn't be very good in another position.
I would be like Private Benjamin. I would be a disaster.
Yeah. So everybody's different, and Jennifer's right to the extent that she says, you know, we do these generalizations, and then you know the specifics about how each of us are. We are very, very, very much individuals, and we need to be focused on that, in my opinion. That is the benefits of us being unique as human beings, not as women, not as men, not as black, not as white, not as rich, not as poor, not as old, not as young, but just our uniqueness should be celebrated.
Part of this, can I just give you one little thing, too, here, just before we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Part of the reason I say no to this is because it bothers me in general that the government has a registry of all of its citizens.
Well,
there's
that. Yes.
And so to add more to that makes me unnerved. I know it's necessary because we need to have this list, God forbid, in case we have to really do a serious draft. But with the voluntary military system now, it just seems so crazy that we're still registering people, and I guess my distrust in the government is so big, I wouldn't want to give them any more.
That's a good rationalization. Thank you. Maybe we just wipe out the whole thing and not do it at all. Yeah, that's actually an excellent way of looking at it. So, Jennifer, thank you for using your noggin once again. 44, not that the other ladies haven't used their noggins. As long as they don't have to use them to go to war, we're all set. It's 44 after on Good Day.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara. The story of another crap can Airbus in the mid-air collision it had with a couple of birds. Look at the front. We actually can't see the side of the plane. A picture of it at DougSteffens.com of the Airbus that was leaving from Seattle to go to Dallas. 150 people on the plane, and as it climbs out of Seattle, quack, bomb, boom! Ooh. A couple of birds smash into the nose cone. What most people don't know about the nose cone is it's not made out of metal, it's made out of plastic. And it is not really, in terms of the significance, all of the guidance material, everything that controls and runs the plane, is in the nose cone. So you often see, if you go around an airport and you look at airplanes, oftentimes you'll see a nose cone on the plane's a different color than the plane because something has happened in the cone. They've had to change the cone. And so you see where it comes on the front of the plane and how, knowing that it's plastic, I'm not sure whether they're going to try to make them out of composite material. But right now the nose cones on all airplanes are just plastic. So when it gets hit, if the plane's up to taking off and the climb out, let's say it's doing 300 miles an hour, maybe 250, and you hit a couple of birds that are flying at maybe 50, 60 miles an hour, clonk. But what it does...
How does it go again? What does it sound like?
Clonk. clonk, 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 clonk. What I find interesting is, in this circumstance, there was an American plane that went through a hailstorm about a month ago, remember? And the plane was pelted and it broke the windshield, but it didn't break the nose cone. It just shows you the difference. This is my pejorative. Airbuses are pieces of crap. And the way they make them, even to the point of showing, you know, everything is cheaper. It's like buying a Chevy versus buying a Cadillac. There are many components that are the same and many components that aren't the same. Maybe a better example is buying a Chevrolet and buying a Bentley. Then there's a real difference. And that's the difference between Airbuses and Boeing planes. You can buy 3 Airbuses of the same size for what you buy 2 Boeing planes for. That's got to tell you something. And anyway, so they hit the birds and people are okay. I guess that's the most important part of the story. Isn't it?
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
At Jay Gate.
Whoa.
What do you think, Buzzy Boy? Are you B enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
It's a cool version of this song.
Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
What? The talking thing.
Oh, same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up. TiVo. You can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
Sheryl Crow in movie music with Here Comes the Sun from the movie Bee Movie, which was the number one movie during this week in 2007. Also, we celebrate Jerry Seinfeld's 62nd birthday today. How many people still say Jerry Steinfeld instead of Jerry Seinfeld? I think that's been...
So many. Who no? People still say that? I've never heard anyone say that.
Steinfeld?
No.
Yeah.
I would agree with Victoria.
I guess you don't travel in the same circles I travel in, then.
Who, the illiterate? No.
Oh!
No.
Oh, get that butt out of my butt there. All right, so anyway, the B story was actually fairly... intelligent. It was a fairly interesting movie. Seinfeld, I find, to be... quite entertaining. There's just something about him. I don't know what it is. But I don't know how he is as a human being. I've heard things about him that made me think he's a jerk. But he still... did he... The car thing that he does with... What is it called? Coffee in the car or something?
Comedians and Comedians in Cars.
Yeah. Was that which came first, that or the karaoke thing that James was
that
his
was
face
first.
Corden's
Seinfeld
thing was first?
Seinfeld was first. Yeah.
Okay.
Seinfeld.
So
yeah, Jerry
then
Seinfeld.
Corden cleverly took the idea and made it music instead of a conversation.
But actually, that was already done in England. That he took that from an existing segment. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Was it his show in England that he took it from?
No, it's the brainchild of one of the guys who started X Factor with Simon Cowell over in England. Yeah. I actually just heard an interview recently with him, and he was talking about how they decided to bring it to America, and it's just exploded beyond their wildest imaginations.
Oh. Yeah, well, what is it? Beyond the one with Adele has like been hit 94 million times or something. It's
almost 100 million now.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. We're here to focus on movies, and Jennifer's going to have a list of the movies that are coming out this weekend. Chucker's stuck in traffic, so we'll take care of things, Chucker. Don't worry about it. Movie moments on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America Hotels. Did you know that, on average, people gain about 2 to 3 pounds after a 2-week-long trip? Takeout and fast food are convenient. But in comparison to meals prepared at home, they are loaded with more calories, carry very little nutritional value, and portion sizes are usually bigger. Sunny Anderson, entrepreneur and host of several Food Network shows, frequently zips from coast to coast for both business and leisure. Such a demanding schedule would require anyone to be mindful of their health, as productivity and wellness work hand in hand. When hitting the road, Sunny looks for a place to stay that provides her the comforts of home, including a kitchen to whip up her favorite meals. After all, healthy home-cooked meals on the road are easy on the wallet and the body.
We don't have to change our diet when we travel. I've developed super simple recipes that deliver the comforting taste of home wherever the road leads. Find my recipes and tips at awayfromhomecooking.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's see what we have here. Jen, what are the movies coming out today?
Oh, there are two big ones. The first is Keanu, which is, you're going to go, ugh, that's terrible. But it's that Kel and Penn, they're like this little comedy group from TV. They've got a lot of social media following.
Yeah,
they've got a movie coming out. See, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
The one you probably will like a little bit more.
Keel?
Keel, yeah, what did I say? Keel and Peel. Ken and Peel. Key and Peele, right. Hard to say, easy for you to say. Yes, Key and Peele, thank you. And then Mother's Day also opens this week, Dougie, and that one is one of those ensemble movies like Valentine's Day,
New Year's
Eve. So this is the next
Gary,
one.
Gary Marshall.
Next one in the franchise, and it's got a great cast. It's got Jennifer Aniston is in it, Julia Roberts is in it, Kate Hudson. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, good. All right. Take yourself to the movies and enjoy yourself this weekend. 59.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.